Hello?
Yes, did you request a call back from customer service?
I did. I called because I got a fee taken from my bank account for $59 and some change, and I want to know what it's regarding.
All right, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
48503.
Okay, and what's your first and last name?
Anastasia
Cerno. Alright, and then verify your address for security purposes.
631 Monroe, Flint, Michigan.
Thank you. Alright, so I have an account pulled up here. Did you take a survey to pick out to win a mixer through a sweepstakes entry?
I did, but I didn't fill the I didn't finish the application. As soon as I seen you had to order some stuff, I clicked out of it.
Well, I'm not sure what happened. Do you have auto refill? Because your information was submitted.
My information was submitted, but I never finished the whole thing. Like, after you do the survey, which is a few questions, and then it takes you to your information. And then it takes you to a next part where you have to order, there's options to order other stuff. And I didn't finish through that.
Well, that's why I said, well, do you have auto refill? Because somehow your information was submitted.
Okay, how can I get a refund and opt out of that? Because I don't want them taking any more money out of my account. Because I ended that application before. I authorized it.
I'm not sure. All right, so basically, it looks like, they did, you were opted in for the Bite Tub meal planning app where you count calories and create healthy recipes. Would you like to continue at $20 a month?
No, I don't want it at all. That's one of the first, that's the first thing they asked you to subscribe to, and that's when I clicked out of it. I don't know why they said I did.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened, but it's definitely, yeah, I got your information. I mean, your information was signed up for it.
Yeah, that's a scam. I would like my money back and to end that subscription.
As far as a refund goes, like I said, I'm not sure what happened, but it looks like, let me see, this was done on Tuesday. Let's see. As far as a refund goes, the only thing they can refund up for you is $45.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second.
What happens to the other $15?
I mean, that's just all they can refund for you. Because your information was submitted for the $59.
$45
is better than nothing. Hey,
can you end that subscription?
Because
I don't want it. Give me 1 second because it looks like it's still pending. Just one moment. Thank you.
All right, would you like to write down the cancellation number?
Yeah, just 1 second. I have to. How long does it take to get refunded?
Allow 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, what is that number?
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
920.
Okay.
559.
Okay.
158.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of time when it's still pending, and we do it that way, it takes longer. So if it hasn't done it in that time frame, we just allow it 5 to 7.
Charged again next month, right?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right, welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.